This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Larry Richard, and every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour, we welcome the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, good morning.
Good morning. It feels like get back to work, you know, the turn the calendar into September, and here we go.
Yeah, I mean, after the Labor Day weekend, I think all the schools are back in session.
Everybody's back. The football season is starting. The summer, the winter, the fall sports, volleyball and cross country, and just, it feels like a rebirth. It always felt that way. Growing up and then as a parent watching your kids and, you know, watching, you know, all the buses come back, the school buses. And again, it just feels like you turn the calendar and it's time to get back to work.
We were just talking about our game of the week on KDK was Central Catholic hosting Pine Richland at Carnegie Mellon's Gessling Stadium. Just the atmosphere there. They seat 3,900 in the stands. But as you know, all around the ring there, there was at least 5,000 people there on a perfect night for football.
It's a beautiful venue for again, you're right here in the middle of a neighborhood, right on the campus of Carnegie Mellon University. But those two programs have become so prominent, it's almost not big enough to have that type of game. Not that you would go to a college-level stadium, but they need a bigger venue.
And the talent, Rich, is just tremendous.
Incredible.
We were just talking to Todd Callis, who played – line for the Steelers. His older son, Kyle, played 3 years in the league, and his younger son, Jimmy, is on the line at Central. He has over 50 offers, and after the game Friday, they drove directly to Columbus. They were being hosted by Ohio State, and there you have the number one and three teams for the weekend, and Ohio State reigning champs were the three team, but beat Texas. So now you've got Ohio State and Penn State back-to-back, 1-2.
And they really are, in many ways, local schools. So many kids have gone to, obviously, about 3 hours, 2.5 hours to our east to Penn State, or you go 3 hours to our west to Ohio State. Hard to believe, but they're the number one and number two college football coming out. You know, we'll see how the playoffs go, but it's exciting to know that right here in our backyard, a little bit to the east, a little bit to the west, number one, number two.
Yeah, and yesterday, Coach Mike Tomlin began his weekly press conferences as they get ready to open the season Sunday at 1, the New Jersey Jets. It'll be Aaron Rodgers, who just came from there, and Justin Fields, who just came from here, battling it out. Some people think this is the game of the day on Sunday.
Well, we've been waiting to see Aaron Rodgers play in a Steeler uniform for, it seems like, forever now. The whole were they going to sign him? Was he going to come to the Steelers? And now through the preseason, not playing for health reasons and keeping everybody ready for the season. Finally on Sunday, we get to see Aaron Rodgers don a Steeler uniform and throw a pass. For
Coach
the first
Tomlin
time.
Was pumped up, and he said this about Rodgers' arm.
His arm talent is unbelievable, not only in terms of arm strength and accuracy, but his ability to release the ball from a variety of places. You know, his game management expertise and experience is very evident. His line of scrimmage play, weaponizing of cadences, etc. His above-the-net game is very unique. It's been a good process, but the proof is in the pudding. I'm sure he's excited about getting into a stadium with us and quarterbacking for us, and I know I'm excited about seeing it.
Now, think of that, Rich. That was 24 seconds. Coach Tomlin, in that time, described Aaron Rodgers to a T. I don't know any other coach or person that can do what he does on a daily basis.
You're right. I assume if he didn't become a football coach, he would have had to become an English professor at some university. His ability, his wordsmithing is just incredible. But back to the history of having Aaron Rodgers come here. You know, obviously we've had great quarterbacks that were drafted here, Ben Roethlisberger, Terry Bradshaw. But you have to go back to Bobby Lane, to which a Hall of Fame quarterback who did their things in another area, Bobby Lane having done it for the Detroit Lions, won a couple national championships at the time, then coming at the end of his career to play for the Steelers, similar to Aaron Rodgers winning Super Bowl, going to be a Hall of Famer, and at the end of his career coming to Pittsburgh. So we'll see how that plays out. It played pretty well for Bobby Lane and the Steelers back in the day.
Yeah, and the local college is all winning in terms of, you know, the D1s. So you had Pitt win, West Virginia won, Penn State won. The Duquesne game, very lopsided. Didn't start that way, but you could see over time the depth takes over too.
You could, and then obviously Des Reed being in a class by himself in so many ways, you know, returning that opening punt. And then the breaking loose, and you're right. It was great to see it happen, and I agree with President Ken Gormley, President of Duquesne University, saying we'd love to see more of this, and he would like to see it certainly in basketball. And I think it would be great to see Pitt, Duquesne, Robert Morris all play each other every year, and just like we would like to see Pitt play Penn State in football, West Virginia in football, these local rivalries with so many cross-pollinations of families who've got, you know, people that have gone to each university. It's good for the region.
And just a footnote, Alan Green, the new athletic director at the University of Pittsburgh, said in the pregame show on our Pitt broadcast that he has reached out to Penn State to try to reignite that rivalry in football. Well, that would be great.
Well, that is great. And I've heard at the highest levels in Harrisburg, I remember Governor Wolf talking about a couple of years ago when Pitt and Penn State were playing, and we need to make this happen. And I'm sure Governor Shapiro and our state leaders, people like Senator Costa, who are big fans and big supporters, would love to see this happen.
All right, coming up, we're going to meet Sean Luther from Innovate PGH. He's the executive director. And what exactly are they innovating?
Well, they really represent a lot of the new economy of what Pittsburgh has become: robotics, life sciences, AI. Sean's been with Innovate Pittsburgh for a number of years now, and it really is about bringing this ecosystem and maximizing the opportunities, i.e. jobs. One of the things I think a lot of what has happened over the years is some of the research and development that occurs at the University of Pittsburgh or Carnegie Mellon University starts here, but then it transplants into somewhere else, Boston, the Silicon Valley, and Sean's team is about keeping them here, making this work, and including and improving the ecosystem of what you see around our universities.
We'll hear what the game plan is coming up. Rich Fitzgerald with us on the Big K Morning Show. Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, and now joining us, the Executive Director of Innovate PGH, a nonprofit. And their job is to advance economic development, sustainability, mobility, and real estate. Did I get that right, Sean Luther?
Pretty much covers it. Sean, welcome. Sean's been playing in this space, working in this area for a number of years now. And Sean, tell us a little bit about what Innovate PGH is working on these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, gents. Really appreciate the chance to chat this morning. Innovate PGH is working on three broad categories. We're building out an innovation district in Oakland to build an economic development strategy around the two universities in UPMC. We're driving a pipeline of high-growth entrepreneurship across the region, and then we're working with the traditional economic development partners, our elected officials, and university leaders to create a unified vision for Pittsburgh's innovation economy.
That's certainly a lot to take on. And one of the things that's come up recently, obviously, is AI and data centers and all the economic opportunities that we see in this region around that. I know you were there a couple weeks ago, a month or so ago, when CMU and Senator McCormick hosted the AI Energy and Innovation Summit there. And now we have another big one coming up next week, the AI Symposium that's going to be held at Hazelwood Green that Joanna Dovin and the AI Strike Team are putting together. Talk about that, Sean, and not just your work, but what opportunities we really see in this region. We got excited about what we heard. Now we've got to kind of deliver on some of these projects.
Yeah, I think what was really interesting about Senator McCormick's event at CMU is it really focused on the supply side of where we're seeing compute power. So positioning the Commonwealth more broadly to be a leader in delivering data centers and compute capacity as the AI economy takes off is really critical to, you know, maximizing our positioning at the state level. I think really exciting next week at AI Horizons, we're going to be talking about the demand side of that equation, how we position Pittsburgh as a leader in AI technology, not just in data centers, but in building the companies that are going to employ Pittsburghers and drive a new economic growth strategy really around AI, particularly AI in healthcare. And a broader landscape of how we can deliver a next generation of companies that are really focused on this cutting edge technology in Pittsburgh.
That's encouraging to hear. I talked to Senator Wayne Fontana yesterday, and one of the things he would like to see is a coordinated effort so that we maximize this influx of capital. And to your point, keep people here. And to do that, there has to be a coordinated effort, right?
Yes, and I think the AI Strike Team has really delivered that message to the economic development leadership in Western Pennsylvania very effectively. We've learned a lot from Joanna and her team. And I think the senator's point around creating access for Pittsburgh companies is really paramount. The compute power is about to be the most expensive part of building these companies, outstripping their office leases, their utility bills. And so it's really critical that we're creating access to these new data centers for Pittsburgh companies, because that'll be a competitive advantage for us to grow and scale those companies in Pittsburgh, because the rest of the country is coming for Pittsburgh tech and coming for our companies. And we need to work really hard to make sure that they see the value proposition to build and scale those companies in Pittsburgh and hire more Pittsburghers.
And a lot of the tech companies that we talk about, we know, obviously, you know about CMU, and we know about our Marcellus Shale and the natural gas, but so much of the industry that's already here that you've been working with for years, and we're talking like the Googles, the Apples, the Ansys, the Metas, the NVIDIAs, et cetera, that have decided to locate operations here because of some of the talent of our universities and what's going on. So hopefully as that all builds out, and when you mention healthcare, obviously what UPMC and UPMC Enterprise has been able to develop is also a big part of that, along with Pitt Med. Where again, do you see how that all coming together, Sean, in the months to come?
Yeah, and I think what's really exciting about what's happening in the startup space in Pittsburgh right now is our homegrown companies are taking their place next to these national leaders that have been such an instrumental part of building the tech-based economy in Western Pennsylvania.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we have eight companies with over $1 billion valuation. We have between 20 and 30 companies with $100 million valuation. Our exit values are rivaling those in places like Raleigh and Miami. The startup ecosystem is really starting to cook. And that's really built on a foundation from the universities initially, our national tech players, and now we're really turning the reins over to a new crop of tech leaders who are homegrown here in Pittsburgh and are really going to drive us to the next phase of our growth.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this continuing to grow because, as Rich has talked about for years, we all want to see young people not only stay here but come here to work from other parts of the country. We need that growth. And Wayne Fontana talked about maybe a third renaissance is underway.
Yeah, and to accomplish that renaissance, talent and maintaining Pittsburgh's positioning with graduating college students, with folks moving into the region, highly skilled immigrants coming into the region, that's how we keep these companies in Pittsburgh, because what they're looking for is headcount. And they can get it in San Francisco and they can get it in Boston. So we need to make sure that we're delivering that package in Pittsburgh as well.
And I think, you know, to Larry's point, you know, Senator Fontana really talking about the third renaissance coming about. And again, we are a leader in so many of these areas, but it's still early in the game. And we are competing against other regions in the country who would love to see, you know, some of those companies grow and locate and some of that talent locate in their region. So it is going to take that cooperation and working together from government, from our universities, from the corporate sector, from our labor community, growing their workforce when it comes to building out, you know, some of these data centers and some of the other things. So it's going to be a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun and a lot of opportunity that this region can really look forward to.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
All right, thanks, gents.
We'll thank you for being with us, Sean. We'll see you next week.
Sean Luther, President and CEO of Innovate PGH, and that is coming around the corner right after the other summit. This is good.
It's a huge summit that's going to happen next week, and we'll talk a lot more about it during the week. But, yeah, 2 days summit, Thursday and Friday next weekend, next week, at the end of next week, at Hazelwood Green. So it'll, again, continue on what's happened at CMU a month or so ago.
Good stuff. Show Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald every Wednesday at our 7 o'clock hour. Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. And Rich, as you know, there's been an effort for many years to try to connect Pennsylvanians. A lot of us just take that connection for granted. And I was thinking that's part of what KDK Radio does too, is we have our online streaming and all those things which you can't have unless you have access to the internet.
Yeah, and you know, the internet has become obviously the connection, where the access point where so many people get their information, small businesses, colleges and students. And joining us now is County Commissioner Kim Geyer from Butler County. Butler County, first of all, I want to congratulate the commissioner. They've been working on connecting their community, the Butler County community, with broadband for many, many years. The announcement that just came out last week, that it looks like 99% of the folks in Butler County are going to be connected. And congratulations, Commissioner. Commissioner Geyer, in her third term, has been working on this a long time. Commissioner, tell us what that means to the folks in your county.
Well, good morning. We really appreciate the opportunity to be here on your show here this morning, Rich and Larry. Well, what's going to happen is there's going to be an expansion upon some of the other broadband projects we've already implemented with Armstrong Utilities. So this expansion project is going to be about $12.5 million project. And how it's going to work is the grant funding is going to provide $5.3 million to Butler County. Armstrong Utilities is going to contribute $6.3 million because they were awarded almost $20 million to expand broadband access last week, in approximately 8 days ago, by the Pennsylvania Broadband Development Authority. And then Butler County is going to commit up to another $1 million. And so the goal is to expand the fiber internet access to all of Butler County, specifically in the northern part of the county, as well as the southeast part of Butler County near Route 28. So what this is going to do is it's going to provide business growth opportunities to grow in all areas of the county and not just the southern tier. And we actually began to work on broadband expansion and projects countywide as far back as 2016 when we first got into office, along with our economic director, Mark Gordon. And Armstrong Utilities has been in existence here in Butler County for 60 years. They just celebrated their 60th anniversary. So they've been a great local partner to work with. And so what happened was we recognized early on that if we wanted young people to stay in our county to work and raise families, we had to have access to broadband. And that was never more evident than during the years of COVID, because if you wanted to work remotely with your job, you had to have internet access. We have an older population that wants to downsize and resale their housing, and from older citizens and expecting younger families to purchase their house, they have to have broadband access, because that's an expectation that young people have, just as they do for public water and sewer. It's a critical infrastructure expectation for young people. Not so much for the older generation, but the younger generation, they're not likely to be inclined to buy a house that's so remote that it doesn't have internet access.
Well, you're exactly right, Commissioner. And you, your fellow commissioners, Commissioner Oshie and Commissioner Boozel, really have been working on this for a number of years. And one of the things that really impressed me, number one, you spent a lot of time going to Harrisburg to see the Broadband Authority to make the case and why you thought it would be beneficial for Butler County to get this, and Washington as well. You spent a lot of time working with our local folks who are representing us there. And you mentioned Mark Gordon, your planning director, economic development director. But you also met with your municipal leaders and your school board officials throughout Butler County to see what they needed so that you can make these critical connections that they could be done efficiently. So kudos to you on that part of it. And talk a little bit about that outreach that you guys did over these last few years.
Well, what began in COVID was, in order to communicate, we do a municipal monthly call with all our municipalities. They're all invited onto the call. It's a virtual call. And we started that in COVID, and it was so successful, and everyone found value in it, that we continued that practice. And so every month, we all get together on this call. We get to communicate and establish trust and relationships, working relationships with our municipalities, begin to understand their challenges and needs. And so it helps us to make connections and where to drive resources and where to strategize and try to make some connectivity amongst all these municipalities. So we developed in the process, as you probably have heard, we developed an infrastructure bank program using our Marcellus Shale money, where we bank 40% annually, and then we push that out through a grant administration program internally here in Butler County to all our municipalities and authorities. It's available, and they make application for specific projects pertaining to broadband and other infrastructure projects like stormwater, water, sewer. And I'll tell you what, in just this past year, Mark Gordon, our economic director, will tell you we have $500 million worth of infrastructure projects ongoing currently here in Butler County. So we are reinvesting back into our county to increase, you know, enhance the quality of life for our residents and taxpayers, to promote business growth development. So there's an opportunity in all areas of our county, and not just the southern tier, where we know it's exploding in Cranberry and Mars and Adams Township. Now we have growth occurring in the northeastern part of our county. And so it's exciting to see. And people in the northern part of our county for years felt neglected. They felt that there wasn't the same type of attention and investment being made in the northern part as there was in the southern part. So now that has kind of gone away because we're not just talking it, we're doing it. We're putting our words into action and putting, you know, the money where our mouth is. We're investing back into our county.
Kimberly Geyer, Butler County Commissioner, thanks for the time. Great work. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank
Congratulations
you so much.
Again. Let's keep moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
From the KDKA News Desk, I'm David Ballarato. A worker crushed by a boulder at a quarry in Torrance, Westmoreland County. That man has been identified as 61-year-old James Gershman of Indiana.
Just a tragic story and points out, Rich, that we have a lot of work in the region, quarries, limestone, mines still, and it's dangerous work.
Very dangerous work, and we saw that a couple weeks ago with Clairton, the U.S. Steel, and now this one. You know, there's people that do a lot of dangerous work on our behalf, and we have to think about them.
The Pirates honor a significant day in 1971 when they fielded an all-minority lineup. One of those players was Al Oliver.
We came together as a team, and we were always a team. You know, there wasn't any racism and things of that nature. But when it happened, I didn't realize it until about the second or third inning. I turned to one of my teammates and I said, you know what? We got all brothers out here, man.
Scoops, who's a very spiritual man, and it was great to see him here, Roberto Clemente Jr. and Manny Sanguian. It's hard to believe, though, another first for Pittsburgh.
Another first. And you think about that team, you know, the outfield of Roberto Clemente, Al Oliver, and Willie Stargell. My goodness. Guys on the bench that were hitting 300 that couldn't break into that lineup.
And the U.S. strikes are both in the Caribbean that it says was carrying drugs into the country from a narco-terrorist group.
Very rare naval engagement in the Caribbean. So we're going to talk to retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland. That and this large military parade in China with Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-il in attendance. I mean,
there's a lot going on in the world that will affect our lives here in the U.S.
All right, Rich, we'll get a final word coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.